organization chart, she said, I just discovered something. I discovered that you and John Rutherford can be pissed your heart. The top one, he said, I got a boss and she done enough, so I got it. And I realized that.
Make her comfort, but it can't. Why not?
She said, if you're after the shop, that'll do it. And she said, what I would suggest you do is do it now. If you understand it, do it, but this means nothing, and then we'll pull out of it later on. I said, you can't do that. And she said, well, I think you can. Let's play the game. If you're gonna try to do it, the president made the point of the need for a title. I think it makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Wish we had.
Well, I wish I had, that's.
Actually, you're right.
I did this for that blank test, because we've been so determined we weren't gonna.
Well, frankly, for the caring terms, though, our whole thing didn't work. And didn't serve any purpose for any of them, really. We had to put them all on the shelf.
That's. It's done for a different purpose. This is done for a totally different reason. This is done for the positive reason of our thing.
That's right.
Not her, not the.
What do we say, counselor, for what?
Make her counselor to the president. She has responsibility for a number of areas, including the bicentennial, DOW, MIA business, the, and there are a couple others, the, officer to the president.
That happened.
How long do you run that?
How long do you need?
Okay. Okay, I'll be over to you. Let's leave it to the, sorry, I'm gonna come in. Let's leave it to the, our friends in Dallas.
sure as hell. I mean, that was my concern, that you were probably going to get a letter from the deliverer and try to come back and, well, I understand, Mr. President, I'll try to convince you, you know what I mean, and or do you think he's stupid, or what's the price you can do? Do you think he's just a fair thing, Canada? I asked, hey, I said, for Christ's sake, do you agree to me, you tell him anything? They said,
That's a believable kind of person.
you in before most of those bachelors will ever turn their head.
Put this together so we can get it. We call them, we give them this, Armstrong and Armstrong too.
Other than catch her and eat too, if they're not Armstrong.
She can move into any meeting at all, by the way. It gives her a blank check.
A blank check, a good role.
She likes it. Yeah, except she'll use it better than things.
Yeah.
And she can move on into the country as a spokesman, which we want.
And she might try to build a new staff, or I should tell her the news. Use people from the old.
She won't build a big staff.
Use Franklin.
But she's got to have.
So Franklin and people like that, I've heard.
She'll have to have an administrative assistant or something, a secretary.
Yeah.
They really do, just.
I know.
Just any little crap, except of course, and as soon as you open up an office here, you just see us.
I know.
You really do have to have someone to, in order to do what you're doing there. The key, you're right, is to give her the stroke to move with the staff this year and use it that way rather than building a house by herself.
Also, it'd be comfortable when she can be around anymore than she wants to be. Tiffany, she's been gone for a few weeks of time.
She's got to come today. Such as recruiting good candidates.
No, I know several of them, you know, we dry up for months, you know, like that. See, for excuses, you know, the shoe on that. But, like what?
A lot of people just put this.
Like what?
Well, some of them won't like, but some of them, the S P M, the rest, you know, then,
What I won't like, or not your turn, but.
Well, like for Brownell, who, yeah, lovely ball, Ryan, and Brownell got the lovely ball, and not together. Governor Dan Evans in Washington screwed him up, like, a guy named Jack Eckert in Florida.
All right.
Spent short on Ohio, why would he can't?
Why they always did that?
Yeah, I mean.
Why do you mean, incidentally, Kurt Brownell doesn't surprise me, he was playing his own selfish line. But now let's remember,
he says, let's hurt Brownell, let him get in again.
Yeah.
Or he said, let's just be realistic this time, some of these people, they suffer out and they get all the credit.
Correct.
The other thing he's really excited about.
Yeah.
Is that, what is, contributors, get 30 people, 28, who gave $250,000 or more. But of those, 15 are new. 15 never gave anything. Over nine million subsidies. We got over $250,000.
Why doesn't he cut everybody back to $250,000, Frankie, and give back?
That would really lose me. Okay. Yeah. You've got 68 people who gave $100,000 to $250,000. 34 of them were new. That's what you're talking about. That's the one. You know, give him a
wonderful
hat on that, because that's what you've talked about. This.
I will.
Really done.
Well, he wasn't like the closure.
No, those aren't all more. They didn't get credit for all that. Colson gets some of it.
And I know.
Tunnelly and all that. But still, more gets some of it.
I wonder if he could hold his decision for a third election time. I am putting out the candidates just as it makes sense to make the candidates. That's a big 1970. We screwed that up beyond belief when we got that done.
I think what you should tell them is that we should put it in the cleanup.
Yeah. And say, contingency's on the hold for 6 months.
Just sit on.
Yeah. And don't let anybody know, because then
don't tell us.
And the Republican National Committee will be after us.
We may have to tell them. But what he can do, he can ride her up. See, I think you have to in the January report.
Yeah.
But what he can do is say it's in a cleanup fund, and we have, you know, a lot of campaign liabilities. And he had this problem in 68, long after the campaign bills came. I will not release the funds because of that. That's all we're
going to put it. But then let's have a.
Then wait 6 months, then decide what you want to do.
I don't think the foundation will work. I don't think that's a good idea. I think we just ought to have put a good fundraiser on the foundation to get the money for it. But I was wondering if you couldn't put a
come to the county.
To the county.
As counselor to the president.
As counselor to the president.
Sheriff, she will be working with the president and the other members of the cabinet.
Yeah.
On the whole range of policy matters, the whole range of policy matters, including, of course, but not limited to, those areas of particular interest to women.
Correct, we're probably going to get rid of vice president, we could add, that's all of them. But, among other things, but, anyone who's a political woman. And you could say that she's going to become a president, you could also say, you could also say that, if that is, that she will also undertake some of the assignments. And she's not supposed to work.
Sure, that's right. County or something.
That's right, and she will undertake, she will pick up, she will undertake some of the assignments that, that other counselors, you know, that could.
The counselors mentioned Russ, though.
The counselors mentioned him, but not necessarily.
Mentioned Russ.
Mayor Jones.
They were hard.
Well, no, had that in recent times, yeah, before that was Moynihan. Harlow, Moynihan was.
The kinds of duties handled by Harlow and Moynihan.
Yeah.
And those handled by Harlow and Moynihan with that.
And Burns.
And Arthur Burns.
Arthur Burns. Yeah, she'll have special assignments, she'll have mission down policy, which she will be in, she'll. Yeah, offices in the EOP. Offices in the EOP. So you've got a woman in the cabinet, go ahead.
The Texas.
She hired a lead for one.
Well.
They're all.
If we leave in Texas, we've got to leave the news in the time, sure, we've got Kruger's.
Yeah, well, it's. Yeah, it's, I would leave here.
Dallas is such a, they don't wait to a my good, I'm a criminal man.
Why don't you call both of them, say, what about the Houston paper? You got, I forgot that San Antonio Life was a struggle.
Houston Chronicle.
Better call it. Right.
I hope we predict.
Forget it, yes. Fine, go to the Chronicle, go to the Chronicle, go to the, let me tell you which. Go to the Chronicle, go to the two Dallas papers, and go to the Hearst paper in San Antonio, right, this house, just call the house. Or the Hearst paper, you remember the whole sheet that Hearst sent me afterwards of their coverage of my, of their election, their promises, plans down there. There's that one of their better papers.
Instead of going to, didn't move on to the fire.
Yeah.
Go right to the White House, right there.
Fine, good, right now, fine. Don't go running.
Now, what you can do with the Texas paper, they say this story apparently has gotten out and we wanted you to have it because of the Texas importance.
Yeah, it's been, if you understand that the Washington Star may have the story, you say what you really want to get it so you can have it for some condition. I don't want to give the Post a chance.
Just do it with the Star.
Just do it with the Star.
We'll give the Texas papers some time.
Yeah, do it with the Star and confirm that the Texas papers, just say the Star got it, you know how they got it, and confirm, screw it, the Texas papers are going to like it already.
I just like to give the Star.
Yes, yeah, total, leave the Star only, and let the Post have to pick up off it.
You see how that would work is.
See, this is the, you see, Bob, one of the problems of leaking the Star, which of course, as Ron understands, but most of the guys out here don't understand, it doesn't hurt the Post that much. Because the goddamn Post comes out in the morning, and the Star comes out in the afternoon.
No, Sunday.
Sunday. The only day you can really screw the Post is screw them on Saturday, Sunday.
I say, but you see, if you give it a time, Cheryl, then the
no,
LA
no,
Times picks it up.
That's right, that's right.
Post comes in on your.
Right, that's right, good.
And the LA
Times. Go on, right? That's very good story.
But I don't think it's going to be in Texas.
Say one, they won't be a benefit. She's here. She's here. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
And then they could, you can confirm it if they call in.
Sure. Okay.
Are they handling Henry?
Fine.
So far, I saw a little bit of they didn't need his words much. He squeezed his hands.
Yeah. So they didn't ask him a question.
No, they didn't ask him a question. I saw one of the news summer stories that that's exactly what runs this broadcast.
Probably it's all right.
But you tell Bob that you thought Channel E had.
your sound, and it'll be carried across the country, across the world. He did a good job. He got the points across. He got to with these.
I'm working on it. You guys understand the first paragraph. So you really make the point that I made about the, that rather than a short, it's an act of the longest war. We don't want a short.
He made every point that you wanted to.
But he didn't put it in a crisp.
He made it well.
But he didn't say the bang, bang, bang. There are three things that we will never conciliate on. That are absolute condition, unconditional release of our view of that. Did he get that or not?
He did it.
A ceasefire, said it with a good.
He said
the law, and I mean that, well.
He said it, but, you know, excellent, but I don't. Yeah, that's coming across.
Okay. We'll have fun.
Thank you. story in busting up the department. I think you get a series of stories as you put new people in. See,
a lot of those we're just starting on the blue wall. The clean out from the labor department, clean out from the agriculture department, clean out from the state department, which we've got from the start. There's plenty more to come there. We were old ambassador then, all the way to start right back. The agency says, then you've got the reorganization story. It's,
you know, I would like to do this. It'd be a small thing, but I'd get an arm from it. Come. It would be very much in my interest, very, very much to do, because I like the fighters so much. We're just changing this assignment that I've got sitting on one side, put her by somebody else, and put in arms from fighting. She won't see what I mean. I'm going to keep Mrs. Brennan. Mr. Brennan will be there for a reason. I've got to be sure that her first night in Ohio, she's going to be sick by some snobby son of a bitch. She doesn't realize what a remarkable woman she is. Snobbish, but they are because of their education. You know what I mean? They can't help but sound that way. They're snobbish in a very different way from the intellectual elite. The intellectual elite deliberately intend to be snobbish. Our people do not intend to be, but they do sound that way because basically, I mean, we're frankly the suburbanites and the rest. And you know how it is, goddamn. I got a coke burner in my backyard and my neighbor doesn't have one. It's the way we are in this country. Get back again and again. I'm Bill Colson. Today, I'm
this afternoon.